Over 40 in Vancouver. Hi, I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Episode 88.
88.
I think. Am I right?
I didn't check. We'll call it
88. 89 is still a good number. 88 is lucky in Chinese numerology. It is the year of the stone wood dragon.
Wood dragon.
But we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about cross-country skiing because I'll fight you on this, and I'm probably wrong. Probably wrong statement, but I'll gladly debate anybody. Spring cross-country skiing is the best skiing. Better than downhill skiing. Better than snowboarding. Soft snow. Soft landing, you go slower, it's warm.
There will definitely be people that will fight you on the
snowboarding. No lift lines. I love snowboarding, don't get me wrong. But I can't afford it. Well, I can afford it, but I'm glad I don't have to spend that much money.
Yeah, that's what scares me about if I ever got interested in skiing downhill anyway. I did downhill for 2 years.
And
it's, boy.
I will ask you this again. So no cross-country skiing in high school?
Nope.
The Swedish, the Danish, the Norwegian, the Finnish, Canadians didn't drag you guys out?
I had a pair of snowshoes. They were like, you know, would you see the French Canadian with the leather and the rawhide and the formed wood, not these like fancy aluminum things.
You don't need the fancy aluminum.
I had a pair of those
that
I
used.
They worked great. And we had snowmobiles when I was growing up. We were in Cornell and we were out of town, so we could snowmobile all over the place. So that was amazing.
Nobody backcountry skied in the backcountry there where you were snowboarding?
Nobody that I knew.
Interesting. So the backcountry skiing thing is there, I think the popularity of it is like a recent phenomenon. Like I think it was just even more cult-ish than cross-country skiing.
You know, I'm sure there were cross-country skiers there.
Oh, there are. What was the resort?
We never
you?
Saw
you
them. Oh, there was, it was called Troll, I think. And it was just a tiny little ski hill. It was like nothing like, but it was local, it was close.
Right, so I bet you less than 10-minute drive, or as part of Troll, there was actually a cross-country ski trail or two. Because that's what Canadians of Norwegian, Finnish, and Swedish heritage, and to a lesser extent Danish heritage, do.
I don't remember seeing tracks. Lots of snowmobile tracks. Like we had these pipelines and power lines that created these kind of thoroughfares, and there weren't a lot of fences. I'm sure I would have seen more ski tracks.
You don't
if there
need
was.
A track. It's nice for classic cross-country skiing. You don't need it. But, okay. Interesting. Yeah, so there's a meter of snow there.
That's what surprised me, is like there's still snow left? Really? I thought it all melted.
It will take 3 or 4 weeks to melt, assuming we don't have a temperate rainforest rain event, like 40 millimeters up there of rain, and assuming we don't have an atmospheric river up there, because it's 800 meters higher at Cypress where we cross-country ski. It's the only place you can cross-country ski other than Whistler Olympic Park or Manning.
Not for the next week anyway.
Or it goes to 20 degrees Celsius for several days up there, not down here in East Van by Commercial Street Cafe where we are. So, well, Dale, I would love to tempt you. I won't teach you, but I probably have gear you could use. What size are your feet?
I think I'm a size 10.
I think we're both laughing because this is the second time we tried this recording. Oh, meta.
Meta.
Yeah, and I thought that's TMI. Revealing Dale's shoe size.
Professional tip here, folks. Recorders work much better when you press the record button.
More meta, breaking the fourth wall. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it's size 10 or size 10 and a half, depending
on
the...
But you can spend $1,000. You buy your cross-country ski package at the end of the season, so after April the 1st. You buy it, and you will pay $800 to $1,000, including tax, and it will last at least 20 years. I ski on cross-country skis from Germany. Did I already say this? Oh, this is a previous attempt. That are from 1996, so they are... 4 plus 24, 28 years old. And I know plenty of, and I'm skiing on 20-year-old skis that I just bought. So Wing Su, a friend of ours, was selling his boots because they were too narrow for his wide feet. I bought his boots, his 2023 boots for $200, were like one-third off. And then he threw in his rock skis, his rock cross-country skis.
Everybody needs rock skis.
And I'm using them. That's what I used the last 3 days. They're 20 years old. And the binding is rusting. The thing is, it's not that sophisticated. The binding is rusting, but it works. It's like the old school bikes, like no computer shifting, no hydraulics, no hydraulics.
It's just wear and tear on the bindings,
right? No microcontroller for the e-assist, etc.
Yet.
Oh yeah, they're trying. Well, they're trying to over gear. They've already over gearified downhill skiing and snowboarding. Like you can get heads up displays, you can get heated helmets, heated gloves that are heated by USB. You can plug in your gloves to USB-C charger. Seriously, you can plug in your boots to USB boot warmers, glove warmers.
I was thinking
heads up display on your downhill ski goggles. That's all going to cut across.
I was thinking sensors built into the skis to give you all of that.
Oh, that's happening on downhill skiing already.
Yeah,
but it's probably illegal on the World Cup, but it's happening. Yes. I mean, little micro controllers, a little micro. There are patents for these kind of things. Motors on your skis to change the camber for downhill skiing.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
But no one's commercialized it successfully. But so, yeah. But the thing about cross-country skis is there's not that much R&D happening.
The last thing that I want to do is plug my skis in to charge before I go skiing.
Well, for downhill, that's going to happen. I feel that is going to happen for downhill.
I feel like that's a step backwards.
Oh, that's well, you know, my motto about e-assist bicycles is...
If you could give me a pair of e-assist skis for going up hills, I might be tempted.
Someone is going to invent that. Motors are amazing.
But...
And then you could charge them when you're going downhill. Regenerative charging when you're going downhill.
That would be amazing. Okay.
I think somebody's working on that. It's kind of hard. It's a very conservative industry, like the bike industry in some ways. Can I tempt you to try cross-country skiing? I'll take you to Whistler, where it's flat. You pay a little extra money, because we have to go to Whistler, but they have, by all accounts, if you compare Manning, where you cross-country ski, Whistler Olympic Park, 11 kilometers from Whistler Downhill Village, like it's Whistler Village, what I call it, Whistler Downhill Village, and Cypress, the best instructors are at Whistler Olympic Park. They're not the cheapest, and it has really good beginner terrain. So it is Manning, but it's even better at Whistler Olympic Park. Because it came from the 2010 Olympics, the infrastructure is so much more better.
How long do you go out for?
Well, my shortest ski this year has been 55 minutes.
Yeah. I'm not sure that I could actually handle.
Your ski lesson would be an hour to an hour and a half. And then you'd have a pass to ski the rest of the day. But there's a restaurant, like there's washrooms. It's like, it's not as shiki-miki as the Germans call it. It's not as, you know, chic as downhill skiing, but we got all the stuff. You a full service cafe and restaurant. You have full service washrooms, change rooms.
I'd have
you
to train.
Buy gear.
I'd have to train for a year before I could go cross.
Well, maybe you start by snowshoeing. Restart the snowshoeing with your old school snowshoes. They still work.
Oh, I don't have them anymore.
And then once you're I was hoping you could dig them up. Go to Quesnel and dig them up.
No, they didn't survive one of them. They were huge.
I know, but on the powder day, when we got our powder dump, they would have been just fine. So
oh,
that
sure,
was approximately 3.5 weeks
ago. The only problem with my old snowshoes is they had a leather boot harness. They didn't have the nice clips like the new ones.
Yeah.
But no.
Are those terrible? Did they decay? Did they wear out?
They were horrible, like, because where I was snowshoeing, there were barbed wire fences. So I'd have to take them off, go through the fence.
Oh, you needed an easier
and put
dismount
them back on.
Because of the barbed wire
and
fences.
And let me tell you, those clips in the snow, when it was like 20 below.
Yeah, no. Even minus five.
I would have killed for clips.
Even minus five, you take your hand out of the glove. For a while, and you're not used to it anymore.
Yeah, like, and the leather gets hard because it's cold. And
Yeah. I've noticed that on the few days here where it's cold. The cool thing is, like, normally Cypress cross-country skiing, it's usually between -3 and +3, and usually between -1 and +1. Anyways, Dale.
So definite maybe on maybe cross-country skiing one day.
If you can walk half an hour and snowshoe half an hour, you're ready for cross-country skiing. I will not torture you with Cypress. Let's go to Whistler. Let's do it in 2025 or 2026.
Okay. 2026. Yeah, okay. Snowshoe for 2026. It's a deal.
All right. I guess we could sign off on that note. Can we?
Yeah.
By popular consensus, I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Ciao, tschüss.
Bye-bye.